of know-it-all advice columnists.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not So Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. You got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice.
To be so white. They're clan teeth. That's fucking hilarious.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Something's wrong, though, because you're over-modulating.
Was that over-modulating?
Ringing in my head.
Yeah. Forget it. Who cares? All right, well, if you're joining us and you just missed a great thing. We're in a different studio because CBS is moving.
Intercom.
I hardly even know com. What? Anyway, so we're in a different studio, and we got a phone call for the first time on the line, which I didn't even know these things could do that. I didn't even know people could call in. And it was a woman offering me free laser teeth whitening. And, you know, I thought it was great because...
I'm sorry. I didn't even have the phone recording.
But we didn't record the phone.
We'll just play you.
Actually...
No, I'll reenact. I'll be the dental person. I'll record it, and I'll just reenact.
No, but you don't know what she was saying.
I can make it up.
You'll make it up as you go along?
Yes, hi. We're calling about the dental.
Actually, that'd be kind of funny little bit. That'd be a funny bit where you're like... It's the reverse of how you would normally do it.
Yeah.
What you would normally do is take what the woman says, and then you make up answers, and then that's how you...
Oh, I'm going to work on this. I might do this tomorrow.
Yeah, that's actually very...
Fuck my regular work.
Yeah, that could be funny. That could be funny.
All right.
Anyway, the payoff to that was I told the woman I wanted my teeth so white that they look like clan teeth. I want my teeth so white when I smile, I want people to hear white power.
And she was pretty on board,
and
too.
I said to her, that's how I started it. I said, oh, you know, my skin is so black that I really need teeth whitening because of something. And she was just like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, you ain't supposed to laugh at that. You racist.
Yeah. That was good.
You racist. Anyway, hopefully...
That was the laugh of, this is so far off script, I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, she was laughing kind of like, oh my God, I'm nervous. At the same time, I kind of agree. At the same time, look, I just really need this sale.
Well, is this Chuck Nice? As my boss said... Yeah.
That would have been great. Oh, well. Well, so my anyway. Bad. No, it's not your bad. I mean, that was unexpected, you know? Unexpected. Would have been nice, but guess what? Who cares? You know? Who cares? So we're in a different studio, and the whole place here is a wreck. And we're still doing a show. And guess what? It's going to be a good one. The shows have been very good. I've been hearing from people saying, by the way, I'm Chuck Nice. This is Not So Nice Advice. I am here with Bill the assistant.
Hello.
And Seth the producer. What the hell was that?
I don't know. I was acknowledging that I'm here.
Okay, I know, but yes. You did it like you were a New Year's Eve party toy.
Next time I'll do an elephant.
That's actually not too bad.
Yeah, I got some skills.
Yeah. Anyway.
Shut up, Seth.
Show's been growing, man. People are liking it. Mm-hmm. Been getting some really good feedback. Nice Nation is growing.
That's what happens when you promote your own show, Chuck.
Stop that. Don't say those things.
Oops. I'm a busy man. I don't have time for my own show.
I really don't, to be honest. This, you know. I can't log into my computer, guys.
What else is new?
So no, I don't need Wi-Fi. I set it up at home, so I wouldn't need.
Oh
boy.
I brought the wrong computer.
No. Oops. No, I did not.
Shit, I forgot to practice. Okay, and there's the silence. Bill, fill up the sounds.
God. Alright, that's enough. Thank you. I'm into my computer now.
Hey!
Thank
Chuck
you,
in love.
Thank
He's
you,
in the computer.
Yeah, thank Let's you go. Very much.
Ricky Lee Jones is on the phone.
Ricky Lee Jones. You know what? Speaking of Ricky Lee Jones, we were talking about how much I hate that song.
Yes.
I realized that I wrote a song, and I've never sung it anywhere.
Let's do it.
And it's a really cool song.
Okay.
Or at least it goes, what is about a woman body make a man go insane? What is about a woman body make a man go insane? Take one look at you and girl, I lose my brain. What is about a woman body make a man go insane? I want to know. I won't know.
He wants to know.
I won't know.
He wants to know.
I won't know.
He wants to know.
There you go. That's it. That's the song I wrote.
All right, Bo Diddley. That's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, it's not a bad. You know what I mean? It's you know, it's kind of cool.
It's a little I Got a Woman, Ray Charles, a little bit.
Is it really?
I'll borrow that
is
a little
it,
bit.
Is it a little bit of that?
A little bit.
Going
a little
on?
Bit of rhythm.
Okay.
A little
bluesy type. It's cool, though. Like back in the day, 1950s. Like.
And then you throw in like the lyrics from Cypress Hill and saying the membrane. Perfect. You're on to something there.
What is about a woman body make a man go insane? Insane in the membrane. What is about a woman body make a man go insane? Insane in the membrane. Not bad, dude. Right. I don't mind that. You know what? We'll work on it.
All
right. Either that or we will throw it away and never speak of it again. Okay. One or the other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Bill has a show coming up. This would be over, Bill.
Sorry, Bill.
Sorry. Oh, no, this aired the day of. So listen, if you're in New York City tonight, people.
Wednesday the 7th?
Tonight, Wednesday the 7th.
Sixth, you're right, sorry. Wednesday. Not bad. Wednesday's the 6th, he's right.
Tomorrow's the 5th, then it's the 6th.
That's how it goes.
Tomorrow's Tuesday the 5th.
Yes.
Wednesday the 6th.
I played the 5th.
Thank you. Wednesday, thank you, Michael Flynn. Wednesday, the 6th of December, here in New York City at a place called The Tank, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Bill is doing, which sketch group is it, Bill?
It is Dave's Friends. The show is Hates Holidays, and it's at 9:30 at the Tank Theater.
Dave's Friends Hates Holidays, 9:30 at the Tank Theater, if you ever have the opportunity, and that means even if you don't have the opportunity, you will not be sorry. Bill writes very good sketches, okay? Very funny, very good. Wrote a sketch called Day Drinking, which I liked very much.
Or is it called Day Wine?
Oh, it's called Day Wine.
Was it based on you?
Oh, dude, that hurt.
No, it was not.
No, it was not based on me. However, I could have starred in the video. But it's about a girl who's like, her life is okay because she sits around and drinks all day.
it's okay. It's day wine.
Right. Right. Oh, that's right. It's okay for her to drink because it's day wine.
Oh, it's a kind of wine.
Yeah, it's like a special one. It's day wine. So it's okay to drink during
right. Like you can ruin your life and neglect your children because you're drinking day wine.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's like Calgon.
It's like alcoholic Calgon.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's not
the
bad.
Slogan was, I think it was day wine. It's like night wine, but at a different time of the day.
Perfect.
Not bad. Not bad. That. Anyway, Bill does a good job with the sketch stuff, man. He does some good work.
Bill
and,
sketches. Bill,
I got to tell you, Bill's full of surprises about that. I'm telling you, Bill's a very special guy. He's got some talent. He's hiding a lot of talent. People don't know. They're going to hear about him one day. Either he's going to be like, you know, the Lauren Michaels of a different network, or he'll be a serial killer. One of
five. That's what I was thinking.
One or the other.
Karate Man.
Yeah, exactly. Bill's
wasn't it Jim Carrey that said if he wasn't doing comedy he would be a serial killer?
Who, Jim Carrey said that?
I think there's like he said
something. Speaking
some
of Jim Carrey, Bill, sorry to cut you off. We did give you some homework on a previous show. Did you watch Cable Guy?
I have not seen Cable Guy. I have seen two other Jim Carrey features.
Are you kidding me?
You watch other Jim Carrey movies instead?
You're watching other Jim Carrey movies instead of Cable Guy.
Wow.
Really?
I'm cutting his mic off.
I can't believe you.
I'm always waiting for that.
Punishment.
Dude, are you for real? You which cable guy movies did you watch? Which Jim Carrey movies did you watch?
I saw Ace Ventura, the first one, again, and then I watched it
again.
And then I saw a documentary. It was the documentary on him doing Man on the Moon, and you found out how method he went for the role of Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman, yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay, whatever. Thank you very much. Who cares? And God, by the way, he was trying to get an Oscar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was trying to get an Oscar. He failed miserably. It wasn't good enough for an Oscar, but it was an excellent performance. Excellent performance.
He's got some great art now. Have you seen that?
Who?
Jim Carrey does some great art now.
What do you mean?
Like real art.
Oh, like movie-wise? Or like
no, like painting? Art, painting,
oh,
yes.
I've never seen that.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I wouldn't mind checking that out.
Yeah, you very know? Talented man.
Okay. He really is a very talented
Thank
man.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, let's talk movies for one quick second. And,
Yeah, we can catch up. You saw your superhero movies, right?
I did not.
You still never went?
I've seen
hey, oh, go ahead. Oh. Go ahead.
I saw Justice League.
Okay, you saw Justice League. No spoilers. I'm going to see Justice League on Thursday with my son.
You're supposed to go like 2 weeks ago.
I was supposed to go last week, and I didn't. And then we went yesterday to the movies, but it ended up being, because it was a Sunday, family movie day. The Eagles played in the evening, and they lost. Oh, God.
Sorry, bro.
They never play Seattle well. But anyway.
No one plays out there well, to be fair.
It's terrible. But they choked. Anyway, instead of Justice League or Thor, we went and saw, wait for it, Coco.
I was wondering about that.
Coco. Now, let me just say this. Coco, best freaking animated movie ever.
This is starring Ice-T's wife?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's
right? She's Coco.
Yeah,
right?
She is Coco. Yeah. And the whole movie is animated titties running around. Just one big ass and animated titties running around. Wow. And somebody going, Coco! Coco!
They don't even need the animator. She really is animated.
Yeah, she really is. No, dude, it's a tremendous movie.
What's it about?
So well done. It's about very simple themes like family and being yourself and
cars,
and
planes, dogs. What is it?
Nope. It's little
people.
Mexican child who doesn't think he cares about his heritage
and
finds out how he cares. And
yeah, bro, Mexican corn is the best. Right? Good stuff on it.
Yeah, put that manchego cheese on it, man.
Delicious.
Oh, man, it's so good.
It's so good.
Hell, you know what? Disney Pixar made a movie about Mexican cheese. Okay, first of all, we are so racist right now. All right? A black guy, a white guy, and a Jew sitting in a room talking about Mexicans, like making fun. And, of course, that is not the purpose of the show, so we apologize already. Don't write.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
On its feet.
But anyway, man, it's a beautifully done movie. Oh. I suggest it's a movie so good.
Oh, wow.
So good.
So good. So good.
That Donald Trump would like it.
No.
That's how good it is. It's a movie about...
What recommendation is that? Is that good? Is that bad?
No.
Just like words.
As much as he hates Mexicans, he would watch this Mexican movie.
He only hates bad Mexicans.
Well, yeah, I guess these are the good Mexicans because they stayed in Mexico.
He doesn't like them Chipotles.
They stayed in Mexico, you know what I mean? Dude, all I can say is whether you have kids or not, go see Coco.
I have kids.
Go take them all.
All of them?
Take all your kids.
You take my 2-year-old.
Stack them up. Just
you crazy.
No, don't take the 2-year-old.
Yeah, she'll rip somebody's head off in the movies. Grab someone's hair.
Coco, man, I can't tell you how great it is. Coco. You know what I mean? Yeah. My Coco. Couldn't tell you how good. I mean, it's so good.
¿Dónde está el Coco?
¿Dónde está la Coco?
Shimmy, shimmy, Coco.
Come on, man. Let's stop being racist, man.
How do you like Justice League? Like that?
It was... Okay.
Just don't get all deep into it. Did it entertain you or not?
It's one of those ones that the next day when my friend said, hey, what did you think of Justice League? I was like, oh yeah, I did see Justice League. It's just there.
It wasn't deep, but it was entertaining.
It's there. Flash was fun, a little bit too nerdy.
Hey man, I'm sorry. They lost me when they made Ben Affleck Batman.
He's honestly fine. He's okay.
No Christian Bale as Batman.
Aquaman's a badass. Wonder Woman's a badass.
Yeah, Wonder Woman was a badass.
Did you say Aquaman?
Aquaman is a badass.
Aquaman was in the water for like 3 minutes. He was more airborne than he was in the water. A friend made a point of that.
Dude, the movie's it's a good setup movie.
It was
How was Cyborg?
He was great too.
He was good.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. He was just a really convenient plot device.
Well, Cyborg is black.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that great?
Yeah. I mean, it's
is that wonderful?
Cool. Yeah, they made the Human Torch black, and then they ended up ending Fantastic Four franchise.
Is that, there were so many other flaws with that.
Oh, come on.
Michael B. Jordan should not have been
you know
in that
the
movie.
Deal, man. They made a black Human Torch, and they were like, fuck it, it's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They blamed him?
Yeah, they blamed him. And I was just like, this makes so much sense that the Human Torch would be black.
Why?
Because, you know, crispy. Hey, I figured we got racist with the Mexican. And I had to do turnabout is fair play. So now don't
fair
write.
Enough, bro.
Don't
fair
write. Enough. There you go, man. See, that's right. That Chuck Nice, man. He's equal opportunity. All right. And that's a terrible Mexican accent I just did, too.
The Cyborg actor was good. His powers were very convenient for the plot.
What's that now?
Cyborg was a terrific actor, but just his powers were very convenient for the plot.
Okay, so he has no powers. He's cyborg.
It's easy to pick apart. And Bill's a pick apart kind of guy.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Let it go.
I'm still going to see it.
It was fun.
Hey, we can't get into it, guys. I'm still going to see the movie. I'm seeing it Thursday with my son.
My girl loved it. She absolutely loved it.
Okay. Is she a Marvel fan?
She doesn't get too deep into it. She's entertained by these movies.
She just wants an entertaining movie.
Yeah, she likes Thor too. She likes these movies.
Okay,
she likes Transformers too.
All right, now I question everything she likes.
The effects for Superman's face.
Yeah. Dude, there's somebody hanging outside of the window, and we're 44 floors up. What is that?
What's window washer.
Oh, snap! Look at that!
Window washer work.
Yo, man. How cool is that, man? This is a New York moment. Window washers in New York City. Real time. Shoot. Hey, anyway, let's get into our show. Hopefully you guys are enjoying it already. If not, we'll change that right now. Because here's what we do here. We read advice columns and blogs. We tell you why those answers suck. And then we give you the real answer that sucks a little bit less. Or maybe even more. But it will be entertaining. That's all we care about. Basically, we use people's pain as a means of making an entertaining show. All right? So here we go. Letter number one. Dear fellas, my stepchildren are all married and have married children at very young ages. The grandchildren are older than my daughter. My relationship with my stepchildren has mostly been very civil and respectable as I came into their lives when they were already adults. Okay.
Okay.
All right. At a recent family gathering, the topic of college costs came up. And my stepdaughter, a mother of five, blithely said she didn't have to worry because daddy is taking care of it. Now, you know who daddy is.
Daddy's her daughter's dad.
That's right. And you know who that is. That's this woman's husband.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Her five kids?
Uh-huh.
That's just one of the kids.
Uh-huh. Mm. I found out after this that my husband has paid for all of his children's college. All five of them. He is also taking care of one graduate degree. Damn, that's a good dad. While we're at it, let me just say to my children, if they are listening, I am not paying for shit.
Student loan. New Jersey's got a free county college.
You better get it's called work study, student loan, and scholarship. Okay.
And bartend.
That's right. Okay.
I'm with you.
Stripper. I'm cool with that too.
Pick up a trade, go in the armed forces.
There you go. Hey, the world needs shoemakers.
Somebody just hustle.
That's
hustle
right.
And oh.
Now there you go. All right, anyway.
So he's going to pay for the grandchildren now too.
Now, he is soon looking at retirement, and in a few years most of our income is going to be coming from me.
Oh.
There are saving bonds for the grandchildren, blah, blah, blah. We have some money. We have some things put away. Okay. When my husband told her he had no plans to pay for college for the grandchildren, everything exploded. Many awful things were said, and most of them directed at me.
It's always the stepmother's fault.
Damn right. Okay. It came out that my stepdaughter and one of her brothers never saved a penny for their children's education, and now they're panicking.
Bro.
Yeah.
They said they aren't coming over for the holidays, and they posted an ugly accusation about me on Facebook. Part of me wonders if this is really my fault or if it could have been avoided. The truth is my stepchildren have blown things out of proportion. Should I do anything? Is there anything I could have done? The person writes back. It would have been better to let your husband handle this conversation with the children about paying for the grandchildren's college. Aside from that, I don't think there's much responsibility you can take for your stepchildren's outbursts, blah, 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 blah. Okay. First of all, I don't blame this woman at all. I'm going to tell you who I blame. Daddy.
Yeah.
First of all, what gives you any inkling that grandchildren are your responsibility? Their education, their well-being on any level is your responsibility. The only responsibility you have to grandchildren is to spoil them so that it fucks up the life of your children.
Yes.
That's it.
Give them candy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Whatever you don't want your, whatever your children don't want your grandchildren to do, your job as a grandparent is to do that. That's the only job you have. Okay? So it's just like, we don't allow the kids to have candy. Tons of candy.
Yeah.
All right? Filthy with Snickers bars. They're allergic to peanuts. Peanut butter.
No, Chuck.
Oh, no. That doesn't work like
Chuck,
that? No.
No. That could kill them, Chuck.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah,
forget
you went
it.
A little too far.
Yeah, I think I went maybe well, because
you give them the peanut butter and the grandparents don't. Spoiling
well,
them.
No, well, yeah.
This guy, he babied his kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
To the point where like they're expecting him to take care of them forever.
Well, where they're expecting him to take care of their kids.
That's what I mean.
It's not that they have, like, it's not that they're not even working. It's just kind of like, oh my God, wait, we have to take care of these children?
Right. Yeah,
why isn't grandpa doing that?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But this advice was right, though. She should talk to her husband about it first before, because people get weird with step parents. I've had step parents.
Yeah. Well, and you are a step parent, right?
Yeah.
So, like.
So I wouldn't go speaking for his mom to him. You know, although I'm like a dad to him, but I would, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, she should have talked about, like, listened. It's always good to listen, right? And to kind of take it in and then say, all right, let me go back and talk to my man about
so
this.
So now, let me just say this.
What you just said, what? Hell no, you're getting my money?
No, what you
I'm
just
paying for this.
Exactly. What you said is just wisdom across the board. When you're dealing with in-laws, step-parents, anything, what it comes down to, is that person is looking at you as much as they might look at you as family. There's a line.
There's a line.
There's a little teeny.
They'll jump on you in a
heartbeat.
There's
a little teeny thin line. And if you cross that little teeny thin line, that's right. They're going to smack you back. So it's always better to tell the person.
With a connection.
With a connection, how you feel. And then let that person tell the other person, this is the first you two should come to
her.
She's
going to get blamed either way.
Yeah, you're there. Yeah, without a doubt.
But still, let
the blame go through him.
Yeah.
And then tell that person, all right, don't be a pussy about this. All right. When they ask you, where is this coming from? You tell them, it's coming from me. I'm not paying for your shitty kids' education. I know they're my grandchildren. But they're shitty. I got one job, to spoil them, to make them think that you are the worst person in the world. My only job is to let your kids have whatever it is that you say they cannot have.
Twix.
Money.
That's it. That's it. That's it. So listen, look at I.
But now, like that opened the floodgates.
So my
man.
Kids, their natural grandparents. Well, no, their natural parents on my side are dead, and then their grandparents on my wife's side are still alive. Just found out that my in-laws are funneling money to my daughter while she's in college.
What?
Yes,
without your knowledge.
That's correct.
That is not cool.
No, it is not. Okay, and the reason why it's not cool is because I want my daughter to be on a budget.
Right.
I want her to receive a certain amount of money a month.
Now she's getting beer money.
And that's it. You can't have any more money. You got to learn how to. And she has a job. God bless her for that.
That's good.
She's a year ahead. She's only 17 and she's a freshman in college.
Wow. Impressive.
Okay. So, I mean, and she's, from what she says so far, we haven't seen the first marking period, but she says that
it's
she's.
Not marking period March.
What is it now?
Semester.
So whatever. Who cares?
Come on.
Listen, she says her GPA is somewhere around 3.75 or higher.
Then she can have whatever she wants.
I say, listen, as long as you keep your GPA up that high, I'll help you do anything. Okay? So, because being in school is the most important thing.
Or you could say, I want 3.9.
Though having a college job actually, like, at least with me, it helped me, like, focus my attention better because it makes you like actually think about what time do I have to do what things. So you kind of like
compartmentalize. Well, you have some structure.
Better.
You have some structure.
Well, what's your excuse now, Bill?
You were late today, Bill. What's going on, bro?
By like what? 2 minutes?
Yes, 2 minutes is 2 minutes. How'd you like to hang from your balls for 2 minutes?
Ouch.
That's what my father used to say when I'd be like, "What are you talking about, Dad? I'm a minute and a half late." He'd be like, "I like. How'd you like to hang from your balls for 2.5 minutes?"
No wonder you're so fucked up, son.
Oh, one day we should do an episode, Shit My Father Said.
Oh.
And the shit my father said.
We're not making it on CBS.
Oh, we'll not. Oh, God.
Dude, it's Shatner.
So let me just give you an idea. I'll give you one quick idea, and then we'll be done with this letter. Here, let's get done with the letter first, and we'll do it. Here's the thing. Don't talk to the kids. Let your husband talk to his kids. They are still your kids. They're your stepkids. They're your kids. Yes. Don't talk
really,
to them.
Because they're adults when she inherited them.
Yeah, they were adults when they... So yeah, you're absolutely right. They're not your kids. Like, if you raise them from childhood...
Right. My kids.
Yeah, that's a different story. You can say something. If you raise them, they're your children.
Yes.
But you inherited them when they were adults. Don't fucking
talk
to those.
They're husband's kids.
Right. They're people. That's all they are. They're people.
You're going to blow out. You're going to blow it out.
I know. That's okay. Let's do it. They're people. That's all. That's all they are. Okay? Let's do that one more time.
Yeah.
They're people. That's it. Okay? They're not your kids.
I don't know why that's funny.
They're not your kids. They're not your relation. They don't die. They multiply. Anyway, long story short, don't talk to them.
Well, so it kind of sounds like it's too late now. Now you have to do some damage control.
But the truth of the matter is...
It'll blow over.
No, the truth of the matter is it will blow over. Yeah. And to be honest...
They always hated you anyway.
Exactly.
And they're still going to hate you no matter what.
You're going to always be the woman who tried to replace their mother.
She was a saint.
Yes. She never did anything wrong.
No.
Ever. Even though she beat you with wire hangers.
Strap yourself back in bed.
That's right. So, all right. So that's that. Now here's the second thing.
Hanger?
Shit my father said. All right. Okay. So I'm just going to give you one little insight into my dad when I was growing up. For the longest time, I thought my nickname was Jitbag.
Jitbag?
Yes. You know what a jitbag is?
No.
Oh, my God. You don't know what a jit... You know what jizz is, right?
I know jizz.
You know what a jizz bag is?
I guess where you put the
That's
jizz?
A condom, yes.
Oh,
a
yeah.
used condom.
Ah.
So he used to... When I would do something, he'd be like, "What are you doing, you little jitbag?"
Ouch. Again, I'm going to repeat what I said before, Chuck. No wonder you're so fucked up.
I know. So, of course, I don't know what a jitbag is, right? And watch out, you little jitbag, right? Not like all the time, but every once in a while, I would hear this jitbag, right? The one time, I'm in the car, and my mother almost hits, like, you know, you go into a lane, and you don't see a person, and they're like, boop, and you're like, whoa, and you're like, right? She swerves back over, and I turn to her, and I go, "What are you doing, you little jitbag?"
To your mom?
Yes.
How old were you?
I don't know. I was like 8. I don't know what a jitbag is.
Who
knows what a jitbag is? For me, it was just something my dad said. So I called her a jitbag. She punched me in the face while she was driving. Punched me in the fucking face.
Thanks, Dad.
And I'm just like, oh my God. And I freaked out. I was like, I'm crying. I'm like, I am so just beside myself because I'm like, I can't believe my mother actually hit me like that. And she's just like, "How dare you? You talk to your mother like that?" And she's going on and on, right? And I'm so confused because I have no idea
what it is,
what a jitbag is. And so then finally, when she's done, I say to her, "I don't even know what it means. That's what Dad calls me."
Ooh.
And she's like, "Oh my God." And then as soon as we get home,
ooh,
"Charles! Charles!" And I can't tell you, this is like one of the worst days of my life, because then she goes in on him.
You know you're going to get that.
About right? How dare you use that kind of language around our son. You know children, they do and say anything you say. I don't know who this boy is running around calling a jitbag. And I just can't believe that you are doing this. And then, when it's over, I'm like, oh, damn. Now my father is going to be mad at me. And he comes out and he's just like, "You little snitch." That's all he says.
Snitch?
I didn't know what it was. You know what I mean? "You little snitch."
It reminded me of Quincy Jones told a story about when he first got in the music business and all the guys were calling him the Schwarze. Like, yeah, here's the Schwarze.
He had no idea what a Schwarze is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, hey. Schwarze. What's up, Schwarze? Hey!
Exactly.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, anyway. Next week, I will tell you the story of how I called my grandmother a cunt.
Is that true?
It's a true story. It's pretty much the same story.
I'm gonna say what I said before, Chuck. No wonder you're so fucked up, Chuck.
Pretty much the same story, okay? But, okay. All right. We'll
Chuck
do that.
Chuck starring in No Wonder You're So Fucked Up.
I know. We'll do that next week. All right. How much time do we have? Do we have time for one more?
Make it a quickie.
I don't know if I want to make it a quickie.
All right. End the show.
Yeah, let's end the show. All right. You know what I mean? Hopefully, guys, you like that show, okay? Because it's over, and I'm Chuck Nice, and this has been Not So Nice Advice. Make sure that you give us 5 stars and that you leave great comments about the show. Make sure that you retweet the show when we tweet it out. Find Bill, the assistant at Flavor Department on Twitter. Seth, the producer at Seth the Twit on Twitter.
I'm gonna call him Bill the Butcher for a second. I don't know why.
Bill the Butcher.
It's kind of a nice ring to it, right?
No, it doesn't. Nah, not when you look like Bill.
Because like his wrestling name.
Bill actually looks like Bill the Butcher. You don't want to do that.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bill the Philanthropist.
Bill, I like that. Bill the Philanthropist. That's already taken. His name is Bill Gates, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Bill the Philanthropist. Until next time, I'm Chuck Nice saying, if you got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.